It's time for Quick Calls on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
All right, welcome to Quick Calls with, actually, me, Andre C. Again, second time in a row. Mike's giving up a lot of control here. I'm really, really, really surprised about that, because usually he doesn't like to give it up. So we are here at the Northgate Lions Senior Rec Center, for PWA Fruition.
Okay, folks, I'm letting Andre C. handle it because I know he can. Second of all, I'm going to...
You're gonna have your own shit come out next week.
I have my own blown call show. Well, I'll be talking about all the shows this weekend, including Fastlane, etc. And also, like I said, this is a very important night for me, as well as for all of us. And I felt it would be better if you guys took care of it, because you have a little more unbiased view than I do at this point. So enjoy, and make sure you guys check out the podcast at the end for the special announcement about next month's PWA Quick Calls.
What up, podcast director?
Oh, Ryan. All right, so we are here at PWA Fruition at the Northgate Lions Senior Rec Center in Edmonton, Alberta. I am Andre C. I am joined here by Sane fan Luke Nielsen.
Hey, everybody.
MRB 1.5, Ryan Passmore.
He's not here tonight, folks. Yes.
He has some weird Fred Flintstone fetish going on right now. Not totally sure.
Oh, no, this guy's
the princess of PWA, podcast. Amanda.
Hello.
Oh, no. Here's Colton Kelly.
The only thing I wreck is women.
And last but not least, the wrestling mind, Brian Hamilton. How you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. Great show tonight.
All right, so... I want to get quick overall thoughts before we start. Overall, what was your thought of the show? Start, Brian.
Show was great. Yeah, fantastic. Enjoyed it from top to bottom.
Amanda.
I thought it was a great, great show with amazing guests and surprises. It was wonderful.
Ryan.
It was a great show. They had a hard time with all the guys missing the show, but it turned out okay. Lance Storm came in to save the day.
I think he got hit in the head.
Luke. Enjoyed the show all around. No complaints.
All right, so we start off the evening with PWA esteemed title match. Tony Cage challenging Gabriel Lestat for the championship. Overall, I thought pretty good match for the two. It was nice seeing Tony Cage taking on different opponents more than Fernetico, as we had a pretty much a year-long feud with him last year. Nice seeing him taking on different guys these days. And Gabriel did come up with a win that kept his title. Not without help, a little bit of help from Dylan Knight there. But let's start with Amanda. What did you think of the match?
I thought it was a wonderful match. I have to give kudos to the crowd, because right off the bat, they were super into it and it really added to the match. I really like Tony Cage, and I don't appreciate the mean names.
What about your Uncle Gabriel?
My Uncle Gabriel. Got to give love to Gabriel. Well, I thought it was really good.
I think I'm just going to skip Ryan for every time on this show. Okay, Ryan.
I'm going to stop Ryan. Not because I can't, but because I respect Mike's podcast too much.
Yeah, respect Mike's podcast.
This is my podcast, though.
What a podcast it is. I thought it was, you know what? New guy can't win. That's the moral of the story here. It was a good match. I like the constant kind of dynamic between New Guy and Dylan Knight. It's a lot of fun. The way that's going to kind of boil over in the future, I'm interested to see, but it was very good.
Luke.
Yes, that opener was a great one to start off the card. Gabriel's enjoying quite an extended run with the esteemed title and the ongoing saga with Tony and Dylan there. We'll see what comes of it.
All right, Brian.
Oh, great match tonight. Tony going against Gabriel. Tony put up a hell of a good fight. He's getting better and better all the time we see him. But he just ran into the veteran Gabriel, which proved more to the point that he's better, and he kept the titles tonight. So that's all that matters.
Yeah, overall, good match. Champion retains. I can't say nothing bad about it. Like I'm not. I mean, Gabriel's growing. I'll say Gabriel's growing on me. I'm enjoying his matches more and more every time I see him. So, I'm starting to like him more and more every time I see him. So, move on to the second match tonight, and it was actually a grudge match between two former tag team partners, Rage versus Fury. Now, this was a little bit of a cheating affair for Fury. He kind of cheated his way into out of this match. So, start with Ryan. Like, what was your feeling on this match?
Oh, yeah, Fury cheats his way through everything, but they have great chemistry like they always do. They've been working together for so long, and now to have them work against each other, they've carried that chemistry over. I thought they were gonna I didn't think they were gonna touch each other until the anniversary show. I thought they were gonna save it, but they, it was a great match tonight. It was awesome. Oh, so yeah.
I hit pause for
what are you doing? And Fury sneaks away with the victory like the little rat heel he is.
All right, Luke.
Okay, yeah. The second match was a kickoff to what looks like an exciting storyline here. That was great for Fury to get the upper hand, and let's hope this leads to a match with greater heat there at the biggest show of the year.
Definitely, Brian.
Overall, great match. Fury somehow pulled out the victory tonight over the veteran Richie tonight. I was shocked and surprised by that, but just shows you if you know how to use your brains to get the win, that's all that matters. And he pulled it out. He did use the trunks to get it, but that's all that matters. He did win it. The ref wasn't looking.
Save best for last, Amanda.
Thank you very much, Andre. I'm all for the...
Oh, that charmer he is.
Oh, my goodness.
You gotta get rid of that voice.
I know. That's horrible. Okay, so I'm all for the smaller, feistier guy to get all crazy and try to get the win at any cost. What I didn't like was the fact that, yeah, he used the tights, whatever, that's typical bad guy move, but Fitz was right there, and I kind of have to hide it a little bit better, I think, to make it a little bit more believable. But I thought, overall, great match. Love their chemistry.
Yeah, I thought great match. Fury getting the cheap victory with the roll-up of the tights, but overall, good match. Fury's little evasion for like 2 minutes straight at the start of the match I was kind of annoyed by, but overall, good match. So from there, we go on to the PWA, what's supposed to be a tag team match for the PWA Canadian tag team titles, but it was reported online, as we spoke about on Thursday, MRB was injured, and he will be out seemingly for a little while with what happened at the after the match. So Andy Anderson decided BVD can defend his title in a handicap match against Colton Kelly and Reed Matthews. So I thought, really good match up until the ending. I was really enjoying it. I was expecting a different turnout to what we got, but BVD retains his titles by disqualification. We'll get into what happened at the end. Let's keep the end quiet, and let's speak about that after. So just the match alone, Brian, what did you think?
Overall, great match. I thought for sure we were going to have new tag champs there. Colton and Reed, they're a hell of a good team. They dominated BVD most of the match, but in the end, BVD somehow managed to, well, get the win by any means necessary.
Mana?
Yeah, it was a very enjoyable match. I really like Colton and Reed, and I really thought that we were going to see the titles change hands, and it was going to be kind of the... what are their names? The Young Rebel something?
I'm going to ask them.
The Rebels.
But I think it's the Mischievous...
Oh, Millennial Rebels. It's written down. Brian had it written down. The Millennial Rebels.
Mischievous Millennials.
No, they are going by the Millennial Rebels.
But Mischievous Millennials.
Okay, I really like them, and I really thought that it was going to start a kind of uprising, a faction of young, mischievous Rebels.
I'd love Fury to join them.
Yeah, and as I was going to say, absolutely, we were talking about during the match, we'd love Fury to join them and them become, I don't know, this crazy heel faction.
What do you think about the match? Not the after part, but just the match, Ryan.
Just the match itself. I enjoyed just the match itself. I thought that they did a great job of working together against BVD, and I think BVD retained a lot of his kind of strength throughout the match, and he still looked like a worthy opponent even though he was down 2-1. It was a very good match.
Luke, how would you feel about the match part?
Yeah, the match, yeah. How long is it? Yeah, despite losing his partner there, BVD is very well capable in the ring, and I expect him to hold up his end of the bargain. And more certainly he lived up to it. And of course his two opponents have worked well together in the past few months. So the match lived up to my expectations.
All right, so let's talk about the ending of the match and the aftermatch. So, interference by none other than former tag team champion Duke Durango to attack Raging the Fury. Colton Kelly. I'm so dumb here. I'm pulling a mic right now.
Leave him out of it.
It's Colton. It's a reference to Thursday on commentary. But Colton Kelly and Reed Matthews. You attacked Colton Kelly and Reed Matthews. It was surprising. Like, I don't think any of us expected Duke Durango to attack the bad guys.
Yeah, I think we thought he was going to be the mentor for this heel team and this heel faction, and it just completely didn't go that way, and I was kind of upset, and I liked Duke, and I was really excited for him to be there, but because it didn't go the way I thought it was going to, I was a little let down.
And then, so Andy Anderson comes out, and let's just keep it short here, he makes BVD's new tag team partner, and new half of the tag team champions, Duke Durango. So we got, hey Colton, we're just talking about your match right now. So
that's a good one. That's a good one. That's not what like I came up with, but you know that is a good one. I like that.
Yeah. So you got a good idea from
us. What is it?
Millennial Rebels.
The Millennial Rebels. Brian wrote it down.
Yeah. So we're just talking about match, like getting screwed over by Duke Durango. How does it make you feel?
Butt hurt.
Yeah, probably. But yeah. So now we have new tag team champions Brandon Van Daniels and a very unknown tag team partner Duke Durango. And BVD's okay with it. What do you guys think of overall all the aftermatch, Brian?
It was different. I wasn't expecting that to happen. I thought when Duke came out down, he was going to attack BVD for because he doesn't like
him. Heel and face.
Yeah, exactly. He attacked Colton and Reed for no reason, which I don't know why.
Just wanted to become a champion, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. It's weird to see, but who knows what's going to happen with this new combination of BVD and Duke. BVD better be careful because I got a funny feeling Duke is going to screw him somehow.
Yeah, we got heard from Amanda already, so let's go to Ryan.
What a schmozzle it was! I'm more surprised than anything that BVD is cool with those whole Duke Durango thing. That was my because Brian's totally right. I mean, Duke's gonna screw him in the end, and it's all gonna blow up in his face.
Yeah, Luke.
Well, yes, I do like the fact that PWA likes to pull out a few surprises every now and then, and most certainly. This was one of those nights. So yeah, I like the intrigue that this brings that this now brings to the 50th anniversary show. So we'll see about that. And one thing I do like is that Duke refused to play to the crowd in spite of the fans now getting on his side.
Yeah. So interesting aftermatch. We got new champions. I look forward to seeing what's the future. I'm going to miss next month, which really sucks. So I'm not going to get to see them defend the titles, but. Maybe if we go to Calgary, I don't know. But anyways, let's move on to, I think a match was a highlight of the night for all of us because it's one of this women's, it's Rachel Allering's final match. So it was a women's match, a ladies' match, but it ain't a divas match because these are true women wrestlers here. Rachel Allering taking on RCW mainstay Kat Von Hees, making her, I don't know if it's her PWA debut or return, I'm not sure.
Return
to PWA.
One night only.
Her one night only return to PWA. It's more of help Rachel with her send off, I'd say. Because these two have been working together a lot in the past few months with RCW. So I think she was the right choice to be the final opponent for Rachel Allering. So I'm going to kick it off first to our queen of the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
I'm a queen now. You hear that, Mike? I'm a queen now.
Queen of the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. I gotta get her opinion first on the women's. So you're what? Yes. So how do you feel about the pretty much probably the one of the final women's matches for a while here in PWA?
Okay, it was an amazing match, and I am so sad and disappointed that this is the end of the women's division in the PWA. We have been so treated to amazing matches by these women, and I feel like someone's mocking me behind me, but I feel like it's going to be really missed, and I don't know, honestly, for me, like, I'm going to miss it for a long time, but we're going to let Kurt talk.
I want to ask Kurt a question.
I was enjoying your promo.
I asked Kurt a little question. How do you feel about this being Rachel's last time here in PWA, at least for the near future?
I mean, it was a pleasure having her, like for having her here and wrestling for us. And she, I can't tell you guys how much she appreciated all the fans. Like, this was a big deal to her. This is the start of her career. And like, you don't, you talk to any wrestler, like they, everyone remembers how their career started. And for her, like to train with Lance, who was one of her idols. I mean, this girl grew up in the wrestling business, has always wanted to do this, got the opportunity. She came and cut a few shows, and she just, you know, cut the bug right away. And had the opportunity to work with us, and she was so excited to do so. She stayed here 4 months more than what she was supposed to. So that that says a lot about, obviously, the fans, number one. And, you know, what she said to me, it had a lot to do with the company, which that's fantastic. We want people to have that mutual gratification. We want to set a great stage for them to perform, and we want them to enjoy their time here. So it was an honor here. You know, I was a big fan of her dad and her uncle, and
as we all were.
Just, you know, just to have her here and get to know her so well, like the sky's the limit for her. So it was. I'm really sad to see her go, but she's been here a long time. Her family misses her. She misses her family. It's time for her to go and, you know, wet her feet in the States in different promotions, and we wish her nothing but the best.
I think she'll do great when she goes out on her own.
She will, absolutely. Yeah,
I hope so. Definitely.
So let's go to Ryan here. Your thoughts on the women's match?
A great match, and once again, it's let's hear it for one for that promo for Kurt, by the way. He's yeah. a pro. It was a great match. It was a great wrestling match, as it always is when it's, you know, in the PWA or when it's with Rachel in particular. What are you giggling at? This is my first time seeing Kat Von Hees, and that was a treat. They're was awesome. They're both so good. That was one of the best matches on the card. It was great.
Luke.
Yes, those two ladies there have put on three good matches together in the past couple months there, and that should come as no surprise there. Given that overall, both of them have worked very well with a variety of opponents. For those who've seen them in action consistently overall, so this is a very very fitting send off for Rachel to go in her future future endeavors there. And and, you know, like I say, like all of us in the PWA. Well, hopefully we'll get to see it on TV sometime.
Yeah. And finally, Brian, your thoughts on the women's match.
Oh, this match was awesome, I'm sorry to say.
Take a
I'll
shot.
Drink a shot to that.
No, everybody else drinks a shot.
Okay, everybody drink a shot. But these two put on a hell of a good performance. It was just almost like on Thursday night, these two knew each other so well, so good to see. I was just memorized by the match. I enjoyed watching both of these little young ladies fight. We are going to miss Rachel. We wish her all the best in her future endeavors, wherever she ends up. But please, Rachel, get your ass back up here as soon as possible. Front Row Mafia definitely will miss you.
All right.
We will miss her. Yeah.
Very much.
So we actually went to intermission. I also want to make a note here. When Rachel came out to do her signing, yeah. The lineup was huge.
The whole crowd. It was the whole crowd. Intermission was like 10 minutes longer than it normally is.
Yeah, it was a good bit longer than usual, but you got to let the fans get their August Rachel, being that it's her last night here. I'm so happy I got mine. So we're going to move on to the fifth match. Actually, before the fifth match, we had a contract signing between Marky and Mephisto's representative, that weirded beard guy, John Lynx, and Andy Anderson in the ring. So overall, kind of no table, so pretty good contract signing. Nobody got attacked until after they signed it. Andy was going to become the opponent for Marky, but then she came out, attacked from behind. Cheap shots, as always, between those two former tag team partners. You know, they're going to back each other up. Brian, your thoughts on Marky versus Sheik and everything that went down?
It was great to see, but I didn't like Sheik attacking Marky from behind. But in the end, Marky did get pick up the win, which all that counts. But we did find out, though, afterwards, that the special referee for the main event at the anniversary show for the title will be Andy Anderson, which I do not like, because he does not like Marky, and somehow there's going to be some screwing around there. But I do believe Marky will hopefully prevail on that one. But overall, great match to see. She fought very hard, but in the end, Markey, he's been here since day one for almost 15 years, so he picked up the victory, which is all good because he's got to roll into the anniversary show now.
This is the first time I'm ever going to want a ref bump to happen in a match, yeah. And I really want Andy to get bumped out and a new ref come in. Amanda, your thoughts on the semi-main?
I'm just really excited that Markey's finally going to get his chance at the anniversary show, even with Andy as the guest referee. Like, Markey will just kick both of their asses and it'll be A-okay. And Andy's just full of shenanigans always, so that's just how he is.
What do you think, Markey for Sheik?
What a crooked commissioner Andy Anderson is to start. Let's get that straight. It's turning into Don Cherry.
No, it's turning into some retarded. To me, it's just it's always sounded like a retarded guy. So,
you know what? Great match between Markey and Sheik. They're two pros. I think Andy coming out and announcing himself as the special guest referee is just a nice little twist on that title match for him. And we all want to see Markey win it.
We all yelled, read the contract. And I even yelled, get a lawyer. But he doesn't listen to us, and he gets screwed.
Yeah. So I am looking even more forward to that match now at the anniversary to see how this all plays out. I definitely think Markey will prevail.
Luke?
Well, I guess it's a shame that Mephisto doesn't have the guts to face his opponent face-to-face. But regardless, as a manager, still managed to get job for him successfully. And
no shenanigans, really.
Yeah, well, yes. And like I said earlier, Markey's got to read the fine print of his contract. But anyways... Markey, as we always expect, delivers in the ring and picks up the big W heading into the big match of the year. And hopefully didn't suffer any serious injuries post-match.
Yeah, so I thought overall, I thought Sheik looked really good as always. The dude has such a good wrestling ability. He's one of the best. And Markey, we're always happy to see him win, and I'm so disappointed I don't get to see him win that championship next month. I'm going to have to watch it. I'm going to have to buy the DVD, just like the rest of you are going to have to buy the DVD, because that's going to be one hell of a show. So we're going to move on.
I feel like Mephisto might have been stealing away somewhere.
He might have been. Yeah. We're going to move on to the main event of the evening, a very special main event, actually only announced within the last day or two. It was Lance Storm versus Dylan Knight. I thought absolutely phenomenal. A lot, like, seeing Lance Storm wrestle is always a treat, man. He's one of the best to lace up the boots. So I'll start with Luke here. Your thoughts on Lance, and Lance, just so you know, Lance Storm did get the win with the super kick, actually two super kicks on Dylan Knight and a super kick to Tony Cage. But Luke, your thoughts on the main event?
Well, this is a guy who owns his own wrestling academy there and has trained tons of wrestlers there who have made it successful in the wrestling business. So
and he trained his opponent, essentially. He trained Dylan Knight too.
Oh yes, so how can he not expect a good match out of him and of course his opponent? So very good match to close off our evening.
Yeah. All right, Ryan.
Hang on one sec. I was talking.
Okay, never mind. I'm going to go to Brian. Brian.
Oh, this was a fantastic match. Dylan Knight. We haven't seen him in a while. It was great to see him back in action, but to see Lance Storm like one more time, it was awesome. Lance Storm, hell of a great wrestler, been following his career since day one that he started in, way back when. Lance looks in fantastic shape as always, and my God, he delivered two fantastic super kicks at the end to get the win, which is amazing. And overall, I love the match. It was great to see, even with Tony in the Dylan's corner trying to, you know, help, but it didn't really work. So, because he did get the Lance super kicked him big time, which knocked him out of the match.
Thought he killed him.
Yes. So overall, great match,
Amanda.
Yeah, it was a wonderful match.
Lance making you wait, Ryan.
Fine, that's fair enough. That was my bad. I got distracted.
Lance looks great, and it was an awesome match. And the crowd, or the gentleman behind us anyway, totally just,
just took, roasted Cage.
Yeah, new nickname, new everything. Totally added another dimension to the match, to the point where he didn't even enter our side of the ring for like the second half of the match.
He walked over for a second and then all of a sudden, hey, new guy, and he turned and just walked straight away. He wanted no part of them.
Ryan, you're already talking about it, so let's hear your thoughts.
Okay, I'm sorry for it up. Do you have more, no, do you have more thoughts, darling?
Go ahead.
Lance Storm's unreal. He works like three matches a year, and he's in great shape. You don't see him get blown up or anything working with Dylan. Those two put on a fantastic match. Great super kicks from Lance.
Super kick.
We saw the Maple Leaf. We saw the full deal. So it definitely delivered.
Yeah, I thought overall great main event. I couldn't ask for a better main event. It was just. Absolutely phenomenal. All right, so we're going to move on to what is now known as our stars of the night. I'm giving this show 5 stars. Brian, what are you giving it?
5 stars.
Amanda?
5 stars.
Brian?
5 stars.
Luke?
5 stars.
All right, so since we all...
Luke really liked it. 5 stars.
So you all have a sense of 5 stars. We'll each give out one of our stars of the night. So we'll start with Brian. What's your first star of the night?
First star, Captain Rachel. Fantastic match overall.
You couldn't leave it for Amanda, dude?
I'm sorry. It was great.
I knew I should have went to Amanda first.
That was a great match. Great send-off for her. It was the best way to send her off and back to Minnesota so she could continue her career.
Okay, I'm going to give it to a man. I guess she's not picking Kent this time, but you can if you want. I don't care.
No. I agree with Brian, but I would also say the addition of Lance Storm was amazing and quite a treat and incredible to see him wrestle.
Ryan.
My star is the PWA for putting together such a good show for everybody.
Especially with a lot of like injuries.
With the injuries, with people not coming. To Kurt, as always, he's always my star.
Wow.
I'm a big fan of Kurt. We know we drive by his house. We say, oh, there you go, it's Kurt.
That's creepy. You're rolling by his house, creeping him out, I guess.
So that's my star is the PWA in general for how they put this together. With everyone else. Kurt's interrupting me. for how they put it together on such short notice with all these guys missing, it was fantastic.
And Luke, your star of the night?
The surprise of Duke Durango coming in.
Beautiful.
Yes, coming in out of nowhere. A guy who hasn't been seen in quite a while, at least not in the Edmonton area. I haven't been any shows to Calgary, so I can't say. But yeah, as far as Edmonton goes, yeah, he hasn't been seen here in quite a while. And then... And then ending up taking the side of BVD, that was another surprise in itself. And not to mention BVD...
allowing him to be his partner.
Maybe somewhat reluctantly, but allowing it to be nonetheless. And forming a tenuous tag team championship alliance at the 15th anniversary show. So
I know we always want to just say Night of Champions, right?
Yeah, we always do, but... out of instinct, but yes.
And my star of the night is the crowd. I absolutely thought tonight's crowd was so much fun.
Yeah.
The new guy chants were great. Yeah. We got chants going. Most of the crowd was chanting. I thought it was a nice crowd tonight. So I'm giving my star to them. You're just saying. You're only saying the crowd's soft because that dude stole your gimmick. So I want to overall. Great show, Brian.
Oh, it was a fantastic show. Enjoyed it all. It was great to see.
Amanda, your final thoughts?
Amazing as always. Great, well put together show.
Ryan?
Yeah, fantastic. Especially on the notice they had with the guys that are missing to put together a show like this was awesome. And it just speaks to the professionalism of PWA and how much they care. It's great.
Luke, your final thoughts?
Well, nothing more to be said that hasn't already been said. It's a great lead-in into the big show of the year.
So I got a quick announcement to make. So coming up next month after the show at Nate's on March 26th, our quick calls will be at Kingsway Boston Pizza. I want any fan who wants to come down and be part of Quick Calls that night and get their 2 cents in is more than welcome to come join us at the Kingsway Boston Pizza right by Nate. Here's Mike the Ref with a little note.
just to know, folks, don't ask for us for a table. We're not booking one. We're just sitting down and we're talking. If you guys want to join us, feel free. I'm sure we're going to be able to be picked out, especially since there's only going to be two bald guys instead of three, since Andre's not going to be there.
Everybody be wearing their... Hopefully everybody's wearing their Front Row Mafia shirt. That should be a pretty easy giveaway. So, yes, that is March 26th after the 15th anniversary show at the Kingsway Boston Pizza. So, thank you to Luke.
Yep. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you, Andre.
Thank you, Amanda, for joining us.
Thank you very much, Andre.
Thank you, Mike.
And don't forget, folks, our next Quick Calls episode is going to be coming from the CWE show in Sherwood Park coming up tomorrow night. We got a great card, and it's going to be interesting with the fact we're going over Fastlane about it, but we'll see what happens there.
I was going to tell them.
What a plug for his own podcast by Mike the Ref.
And Brian, thank you very much for joining me.
Oh, always a pleasure. I'm glad to do it.
And thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Please support indie wrestling wherever you are.
This has been Quick Calls on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out edmontonspn.podbean.com.